ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। नह्यतोऽन्यः शिवः पन्थः इषतः संश्रुता विह वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत्। नह्यतोऽन्यः शिवः पन्थः इषतः संश्रुता विह वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत्। नह्यतोऽन्यः शिवः पन्था विशतः संश्रुता विह वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत्। वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत्। नह्यतोऽन्यः शिवः पन्था वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगो यतो भवेत्। मतजिस न नेवर ही सर्टेनली अतः बियॉन्ड दिस अन्यः एनी अदर शिवः ऑस्पिशियस पंथा मीन्स विशतः वैंडरिंग संश्रुतौ इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इह इन दिस लाइफ वासुदेवे अंटु लॉर्ड वासुदेवा कृष्ण भगवती द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड भक्ति योग डायरेक्ट डिवोशनल सर्विस यतः वेरिन भवेत मे रिजल्ट इन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। फॉर दोज हू आर वैंडरिंग इन द मटेरियल यूनिवर्स देर इज नो मोर ऑस्पिशियस मीन्स ऑफ डिलीवरेंस देन वॉट इज एम्ड एट इन द डायरेक्ट डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण। पर्पोर्ट एज विल बी क्लैरिफाइड इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स डिवोशनल सर्विस और डायरेक्ट भक्ति योग is the only absolute and auspicious means of deliverance from the grip of material existence. There are many indirect methods for deliverance from the clutches of material existence, but none of them is as easy and auspicious as Bhakti Yoga. The means of Jnana and Yoga and other allied disciplines are not independent in delivering a performer. Such activities help one to reach the stage of Bhakti Yoga after many, many years. In the Bhagavad Gita 12.5, it is said that those who are attached to the impersonal feature of the Absolute are liable to many troubles in the pursuit of their desired goal. And the empiricist philosophers, searching after the Absolute Truth, realize the importance of Vasudeva realization as all in all after many, many births. 7.19 Bhagavad Gita. As far as yoga systems are concerned, it is also said in the Bhagavad Gita 6.47 that amongst the mystics who pursue the absolute truth, the one who is always engaged in the service of the Lord is the greatest of all. And the last instruction in the Bhagavad Gita 18.66 advises fully surrendering unto the Lord, leaving aside all the other engagements or different processes for self-realization and liberation from material bondage. And the purport of all Vedic literatures is to induce one to accept the transcendental loving service of the Lord by all means. As already explained in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, either direct bhakti yoga or the means which ultimately culminate in bhakti yoga without any tinge of fruitive activity constitutes the highest form of religion. Everything else is simply a waste of time for the performer. Srila Sridhar Swami and all other acharyas like Jiva Goswami agree that bhakti yoga is not only easy, simple, natural and free from trouble, but is the only source of happiness for the human being. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Very deep purport, giving the essence of Bhakti Yoga, proving that Bhakti Yoga is the best and other processes are waste of time for the performer. For those who are wandering in the material universe, there is no more auspicious means of deliverance than that is aimed at in the direct devotional service of Lord Krishna. So, in the beginning of the purport itself, Prabhupada is rejecting all the other processes. Although by following that process, we can attain Krishna. But still, Prabhupada is saying that they are waste of time, they are not meant for Kali Yuga, and they are indirect methods. This is the best possible method that one can follow. Prabhupada is saying, Jnana, Yoga are not independent in delivering the performer. One may follow the other paths, but ultimately he has to come back to Bhakti Yoga for his ultimate deliverance. One may reach the stage of Bhakti Yoga after many, many years. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Etvakshar Manirdesham Avyaktam Paryubhasate Sarvatra Gamachancham Cha Kutastha Machalam Dhruvam Sanniyam Yenriya Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddeha Te Prapnuvanti Mameva Sarvabhuta Hiteerata. One who is attached to the worshipping of the impersonal conception of the absolute truth, te prapnumanti mameva, he can also ultimately attain Krishna. But there is a star there, conditions apply. The next verse Krishna reveals, as Prabhupada also quotes today, that kleshodhikatarastesham avyakta asakta chedasam avyakta hi gatir dukham dehavadbhiravapyate. avyakt asakta chedasam, one who is attached to this impersonal conception of the absolute truth, klesha adhikataras, his advancement is highly troublesome. Klesha adhikataras tesham. Then avyakta hi gatir dukham, there is a lot of troubles in his progress. While he is advancing, he has to undergo so many troubles. So Krishna himself is saying that impersonal, you know, conception, please don't be attached to that. Perform direct bhakti yoga. And even if one has, one is, you know, pursuing this, you know, philosophical speculation, this path, ultimately he has to come to this bhakti yoga only. Bhunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. As Prabhupada quotes today, the empiricist philosopher searching of the absolute truth realized the importance of Vasudeva realization at one point. But it takes many lifetimes for him. So better directly practice this bhakti yoga. And Prabhupada is also quoting this Yoginam Abhisarvesham Madgatena Antaratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Yomam Teme Yukta Tamamata. Yukta Tama, he is the best person. He is the most intelligent. Of all the yogis, one with great faith, who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. Different yogis are there. You know, karma yogi, bhakti yogi, ashtanga yogi, jnana yogi. Different yogis are there. Of all this, this yogi, who is always thinking of me, who is doing service to me, is the best. This is my opinion, Krishna is saying. This is my opinion, towards the end of the 6th chapter. And he is also, in more or less, you know, many chapters in Bhagavad Gita, he is just establishing the supremacy and simplicity and supremacy of Bhakti Yoga. In the 8th chapter, towards the end of the 8th chapter, he says, Vedeshu yagneshu tapasya chaiva daneshu yat punya phala pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam vidhitva yogi param sthanam upaiti chatyam. Vedeshu, one can study the Vedic scriptures. Yagneshu, one can do elaborate sacrifices. Tapasu, one can undergo severe austerities and penances. Daneshu, one can even give charities. There are 6 kinds of things that you can give in charity, which Jebit students know. Daneshu, yat punya phalam, one can do so many pious activities. But atyeti tat sarvam iditva, by practicing this bhakti yoga, one is not devoid of the results of all these processes. On top of it, the results that bhakti yoga is providing surpasses all the results that these processes can provide. Atyeti tat sarvam iditva, a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from the study of Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end he reaches the supreme eternal abode. Other processes are not promising that. He is saying, you will get all those results and you will also attain me. You will also come to my abode. Krishna is promising this. And towards the end of the, you know, Bhagavad Gita 18.6, as Prabhupada quotes today also, it advises full surrender. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Surrender only unto me. Our Vyasaki Prabhu gives another explanation for this. Mam ekam means keep me first. You keep other things, your office, your career, other things. You keep them second, but keep me first. Mam ekam saranam vraja. So you fully surrender unto me. And all other engagements are different processes for self-realization and liberation from material bondage. You just leave aside all of them. So Bhagavad Gita, many places, it's conclusively, you know, proving and assuring us that Bhakti Yoga is the best compared to all other processes. However, Bhakti is simple, but there are some stars there. Conditions apply. It's not that easy. You know, Rupa Goswami, while defining, you know, Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service, he quotes this, the Sarupa Lakshan and the Tatastha Lakshan of Uttama Bhakti. Anyabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushiranam Bhakti Ruttama. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. These are the secondary characteristics. And Anukulyena means bhakti, Uttama bhakti has to be done with a favorable intent. Anukulyena. Krishnanu, Krishna. It should be meant only for Krishna, nobody else. Only Krishna, exclusively Krishna. It should be meant for Krishna. It should be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna. Anushilanam means it's a activity. It's not a feeling. It's actually an active engagement. Anushilanam. And that has to be followed in the footsteps of a previous acharya. So, it has to, Anukulyena, it is done, should be done with a favorable intent. It's an activity. And it is meant to satisfy Krishna. These are the Swarupa Lakshana, primary characteristics of bhakti. And the Tatastha Lakshana, or the secondary characteristics of bhakti, are Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. No other desires. Absolutely no other desires. Here, Abhilashita, I mean, that should not, you know, how to say, alarm us or discourage us. Abhilashita. Abhilasha means desire. Means it could be any desire that can be fulfilled or that has to be fulfilled in this material existence. But it said Abhilashita. Means Abhilasha is desire. Abhilashita is like desireness. You know, Abhilashita are the desires that are exclusively meant for one's sense gratification. Suppose Abhilasha, all desires are included. Suppose one has to eat for his survival. One has to evacuate. So, those are, I mean, you may not perceive anything direct bhakti there, but they have to be done. So, desires for self-preservation are not, will not, you know, put you out of the realm of pure devotional service. So, Rupa Goswami is saying, Abhilashita Sunyam, not Abhilasha Sunyam. So, any desires for, exclusively meant for sense gratification has to be, have to be given up. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, then, Jnana Karmadi Anavratam. Secondary characteristics. Jnana, here, as Prabhupada is rejecting today in the purport, Bhakti Yoga is the best, remaining other process you just omit, just neglect them. Similarly, while defining Bhakti Yoga, Uttama Bhakti itself, Rupa Goswami is putting that in the definition itself. Jnana Karmadi Anavratam. Uttama Bhakti should be performed without any philosophical pursuits or karmic, this fruitive activities. And again, condition here. Philosophical speculation is favorable. If we are doing philosophical speculation with an intent to understand Krishna, to know Krishna better, there that is allowed. That philosophical speculation which ultimately arrives at the conclusion of voidism or impersonal liberation should be avoided. So that is jnana here. Similarly, karmadi anavartam, any ordinary social and religious activities, but must not become more prominent than direct devotional service. If you have to engage in some, you know, activities for your self-preservation or formality, you can engage, but they should not overwhelm our bhakti. They should not be more prominent than the bhakti. So, jnana karmadi anavartam. So, uttama bhakti, when it is performed, it has to be performed with all this conditions. It is easy, it is the best, no doubt about it, but there are many conditions. As Prabhupada quotes today also, like Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Eto Bhakti Radhokshaje, supreme occupation for all the humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the Transcendental Lord. Ahaituki Apratihavta. But that has to be performed Ahaituki without any other desires, you know, unmotivated. And apratihata, without any breaks, no interruptions. Okay. And if it is done that way, then it can completely satisfy the self. Yatma suprasidati. So the many conditions are applied. Saveda dhatum padavim parasya duranta viryasya rathanga pani yomaya yasan tataya anavritya bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham. Saveda dhatum padavim parasya. Here, to understand padavim parasya, the transcendental glories of the Lord, who is that Lord? Duranta Virese Rathanga Pani, one who holds the, you know, the chariot wheel in his hand. It's clearly mentioned it is Krishna. Duranta Virese Rathanga Pani, one, if you want to understand the activities of this personality of Godhead, this Krishna who holds this chariot wheel in his hand, Yo Amayaya, one should not have any reservations. Santataya, one has to do it constantly without any breaks. Anuvritya, one has to do it with favorable intent. Bhajeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham, with these three, Santataya, Anuvritya, Amayaya, without any reservation, without any break, without any, with favorable intent. Bhajeta Tatpada Saroja Gandham, he has to worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many conditions are again mentioned. So, although so many conditions are listed, bhakti is the simplest process, bhakti is the best process, but there are so many conditions listed here. Amayaya, Santataya, Anuvritya, Jnana Karmadhyana Avartam, Anyabhilashita Sunyam, this and that, Ahaitukiya Pratyatam, many conditions are listed. Still, so star conditions apply there, you can put a hash there, though conditions apply. Although so many conditions, multiple number of conditions apply to this statement, you know, bhakti is the simplest process or the best process, still bhakti is the best. Because no other way, as we see in the next half of the class, that many sages are recommending this. Krishna himself is saying, forget everything, do this. So we have no other option, we need not think about any other option, because the great devotees, our protocol, our protocols, they are recommending this, and Krishna himself is saying, you have no other option. You have many conditions, you follow that and do bhakti only, although many conditions apply. So in the fourth canto, the four kumaras are recommending this process of bhakti to Prithu Maharaj.
Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karmashayam grathitam udgrathayanti santa tadvanna riktamatayo yatayo piruddha sroto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. Santaha, devotees, are those who are dedicated to the service of the lotus, of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. Karmashayam gratitam udgrathayanti. They can completely root out this hard knot for the desire for sense gratification, desire for any fruitive pursuits. Only devotees can do that because they are dedicated to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Tadvanna riktamatayo. Riktamatayo are those who are completely devoid of devotional service. Riktamatayo, yatayopi, although they constantly endeavor, ruddha, srotogana. Srotogana are the waves of sense gratification. Ruddha, they cannot stop. Yatayopi, although they can try at their best, those who are devoid of devotional service, riktamatayo, they can try their best, but they cannot stop these waves of sense gratification. So, Aranam Bhaja Vasudeva. So, please worship the lotus feet of Krishna, Vasudeva. Again, directly, Krishna word is mentioned. Aranam, he is the only one who is worth taking shelter of. So, you just continue to worship him only. Don't go to other processes. Rikta Matayo. Now, four Kumaras are telling this to Prithu Maharaj, then Prabhupada expands that. Who are this Rikta Matayo? Riktamatayo, there are three kinds of transcendentalists, and this Riktamatayo refers to here jnanis and yogis. They are devoid of devotional service. Prabhupada is like boldly mentioning. Krishna is saying that, ultimately, te tvakshara madadesham, te prapna vanti mahave, they can ultimately attain me by after so much time. But Prabhupada is saying, just forget that. They are Riktamatayo, they are devoid of devotional service directly. Jnanis, yogis, they are devoid of devotional service. Better you do only bhakti yoga. There, Prabhupada is giving a very beautiful analogy there. Our desires for sense gratification are like the waves on a river. The waves on a river will never stop. They are constantly flowing. That waves of river, they will never stop. So similarly, our desires for sense gratification also will never stop. But when the river is directed towards the ocean, river naturally directs towards the ocean. When it's going to the ocean, the tides of the ocean are more powerful than these tiny waves of the river. Right? When these waves of the river cannot be stopped, but when they come in contact with ocean, they become insignificant and the tides of this ocean will take over. They will overwhelm. Similarly, the devotees' plans to expand the mission of Lord Chaitanya, our devotees' plans to serve the Supreme Lord, are like the tides of ocean. If we align ourselves, our path, you know, our course towards the plans of a devotee, then the desires of the devotee to serve the Lord will overwhelm our desires for sense gratification. Just like the tides of ocean will overwhelm, will just completely dominate, will make completely insignificant the waves on a river. Similarly, when we align ourselves, when we change our course and align ourselves to the desires, to fulfill the desires of a pure devotee in his service to the Lord, then our desires of sense gratification become insignificant. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Krutro mahaniha bhavar navam aplavesham shadvargana kramasukhe natitirishanti tattvam harer bhagavato bhajaniya mangrim krutvadupam yasanamuttara dustararnam. Four Kumaras are further establishing the supremacy of bhakti only over all other paths. Krutro mahan iha bhavar navam. Bhava Arnavam is the ocean of material existence. Bhava Sindhu, you see, Bhava Arnam, this material existence is compared to ocean in many ways. You know, Titirishanti, to cross over this ocean is very difficult. For whom? Aplavesham, for a non-devotee. For a non-devotee, crossing this ocean is extremely difficult. Krutro Mahan, very troublesome. Why? Shadvarga Nakram. Because just like in an ocean, there are so many sharks. Similarly, in this ocean of material existence, for a non-devotee also, there are many sharks. Shadvarga Nakram. They are the six senses. Wealth, woman, sex, all this. So, all these desires for sense gratification are like sharks in a great ocean. So, to cross that, for an aplavesham, for somebody who has not dedicated his life for the service of the Lord, it's extremely difficult. Krutsro mahan iha, in this life, it's extremely difficult. So, tattvam, so you, harer bhagavato bhajaniyam angrim, just worship the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhajaniyam angrim, the lotus feet of the Lord is bhajaniyam, it's the only thing that is worth taking shelter of, nothing else. Krutvodupam vyasanam uttara dustararnam. Lotus feet of the Lord, when you take the shelter, it acts like a boat. You can't swim on this ocean where so many sharks are attacking us. We need a very strong boat, and that boat is the lotus feet of the Lord, as recommended by our four Kumaras to Prithamaras. So, and even Prithamaras also, when he is praying to the Supreme Lord, when he comes in front of him, he was praying that varan vibho tadvaradeshwarat buddha katham runite guna vikriyatmanam yenarakanam apisanti dehinam tanisha kaivalya pate vrunenacha. Varan vibho tadvaradeshwarat, oh Lord, you are varadeshwarat. You are the best of the bestowers of benedictions. There are so many people who are giving benedictions, but you are the best among those who are giving benedictions. Katham raniyate gunavikri atmanam. Because you are present in front of me, you know, wanting to offer a benediction, how can I ask any benediction that is meant for those who are living in hell? Ye narakanam api santi dehinam. If I ask some benediction, some stupid benedictions like that, they are even available for those who are living in hell. Ye narakanam. Naraka is hell. Narakanam is one who is living in hell. So these benedictions are meant for those who are living in hell also. Tanisha Kaivalyapati, Kaivalyapati, and you are again the awarder of the benediction of liberation. You are Kaivalyapati. Still, Vrinayanache, I don't want that benediction. He is saying, basically, that there are different kinds of benedictions, depending on the person who is desiring that benediction. If a karmi desires a benediction, it is for a higher, better enjoyment, sense enjoyment, elevation to higher planets, heavenly planets. When a jnani or yogi, they desire for benediction, it is for merging into the existence of the Lord. But when a bhakta desires for a benediction, it is only for the service of the Lord, nothing else. And now, here Prithvi Maharaj is saying that those benedictions are for those who are living in hell. So his purport, as Prabhupada elaborates, is that ye narakanam. Now, one who is living in this, the human beings living in this material planet, trying to enjoy in a higher planets. So wherever there is no direct service to the lotus feet of the Lord, that place is as good as hell. If in that place, if somebody is desiring some benedictions, then those benedictions are available for those who are living in hell. So material existence is nothing but a hellish state of existence. So that's why benedictions for karmis, he is saying, I don't want that. And secondly, Kaivalyapati, why he is equating that benediction also to be like, you know, in hell, to be a benediction which is available for somebody who is living in hell. Kaivalya is impersonal liberation. And for a devotee, Kaivalya, that impersonal liberation, where there is no access to the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, is equivalent to hell. So he is rejecting that benediction also. So just by rejecting the benedictions available for karmis and jnanis, he established himself as a bhakta and desired for service and desired for, you know, hearing about the Lord. Like that. So the supremacy of bhakti is again proved here. It is recommended by the Lord himself, recommended by the great sages, four kumaras. It is desired by great devotees. And to further know the glories of this process, we can see when Parikshit Maharaj decided to surrender, all the sages from all the corners of the universe, they came to help him. If we make a decision to dedicate our lives for the service of the Lord, there are so many people trying to help us. All the sages came to help Parikshit Maharaj. Then we see that when Prachetas were going to perform austerities for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without any, you know, request or, you know, call, Lord Shiva came from that, you know, sarovar, and then he spoke Rudra Gita. He says, Yah param brahma sakshat triguna jiva samyitat bhagavantam vasudevam same bhakta priyosime. One who has dedicated his life for the service of the Lord, same bhagavantam vasudevam, to service of Krishna, to be more specific, same bhakta priyosime, that kind of devotee is very, very dear to me, Shiva is saying. So that's why I voluntarily came to help you, Prachetas. And he spoke Rudra Gita, the glorification of the Lord. Then, it's 8 o'clock. Okay, to conclude, we'll see the process. As we were discussing that demigods and sages also help the person who is a devotee, because they are also, the demigods are also servants of the Lord. Many proofs, I will not get into that. So finally, to conclude, the simplicity of devotional service, and not just simplicity, we should say this opportunity or this facility is available nowhere. That Krishna, if we see the mercy of Krishna, we see humility, many aspects are there. If we just see one aspect, that Krishna is giving the position, dhatrujitam, position of a nurse to somebody who came to kill an infant baby. Ahobakiyam stanaka lakutam jighamsayatpadayatapya sadhvi lebhegatim dhatrujitam tatonyam கம் வாதையாலும் சரணம் ரஜேம. அவர் விதுரா, நாட் விதுரா, உத்தவா. உத்தவா இஸ் சேயிங், ஹவு ஷல் ஐ டேக் ஷெல்டர் ஆஃப் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் மோர் மெர்சிஃபுல் தேன் ஹீ ஹூ கேவ் தாத்ருஜிதம் த பொசிஷன் ஆஃப் எ நர்ஸ் மதர்லி பொசிஷன் டு எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் அசாத்வி, ஹூ இஸ் அன்ஃபெய்த்ஃபுல், பக்கீயம், ஹூ இஸ் எ ஷீ டீமன், ஸ்தனகால கூட்டம், ஹூ கேம் வித் பாய்சன் டு கில் அன் இன்ஃபென்ட் பேபி, ஹூ கேன் நாட் காஸ் எனி ஹார்ம் ஈவன் இன் ட்ரீம் டு எனிபடி. For that person, he gave that position in the spiritual world. So, who else can be more merciful than this? Who else can be more worthy taking shelter than this person, Krishna? So, all these things should prove that we are in the best possible process. Like that. Even yesterday, day before yesterday, also Radhika Vallabhprabhu was discussing in the Vidyapeeth classes that Krishna is accepting the simple presentations that the Dwarkavasis are offering him. Now, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate. He is the source of everything. But what significance are they if we just offer some simple? He is desiring for nothing. Patram pushpam phalam tam. Just give me a flower, just give me little water, I will be satisfied. He is giving the highest benediction and he is expecting nothing in return. Just patram pushpam phalam toyam, you just give me that and I will accept. I will accept your mood. That's sufficient. Your mood is sufficient. You need not give me anything also. Your mood is sufficient. Even if your mood is not there, whatever little mood you have, she is offering some milk. Na? Okay, that act itself is a motherly act. So he just took that part. He just took that part and gave her the highest benediction, highest possible benediction. And we saw that four Kumaras are, recommending, Prithu Maharaj is declaring, and Prabhupada towards the end of the purport he writes, Srila Sridhar Swami and all other acharyas like Jiva Goswami agree that Bhakti Yoga is not only easy, simple, natural, free from trouble, but is the only source of happiness for human being. So, all we need to do is forget karma, forget jnana, demigod worship, Vedas, yajna, dana, tapa, karma, punya, whatever. And just everything else is simply a waste of time for the performer. The purport of all Vedic literatures and what Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita are recommending, as we saw today, is specifically mentioned, is to induce one to accept the transcendental loving service of the Lord by all means, as Prabhupada is telling today. So we'll end here. It's already late. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.